the programmes were presented by Ruth Padell and produced by Emma Kingsley. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. 11 o'clock and now World on 3 with Lopa Kotari.
Nomad, vagabond, Bedouin am I, traveler, journey woman, trekking geographical terrain, seeking spiritual domain, no home for me, in the mundane, trivial pursuits. Mediocrity and blissful ignorance, fake comfort, cardboard houses, low living. Bourgeois call out to me, say, come lay here, come rest here, come, numb your senses here, in this bed of fear, and temporal pleasures, and captivity, until you no longer wish to be free. Understand and join me on this quest, despite the land so vast and desolate, at times dry and unyielding, nothing growing, prospering, meaning only one thing at times. Moist and fecund, overflowing, flowering, nourishing, full with knowing. Close my eyes, see the earth spread out before me, hills and rivers, ravines and meadows, all. Close my eyes, envision heaven, comfort, peace, grace and glory, all. Looking for my place. Where is my place? Where is my place? In search of higher ground, need to move to higher ground. In search of higher ground, need to
face. Where is my face? Where is my place? My lasting place. This provisional place dissatisfies me. Too false and flighty sometimes. Too fearsome, too faithless, oftentimes. Concerns of flesh and bone, they plague me. A necessity of humanity, but still, they plague me. In search of higher ground. My place.
A bit of a chilled out start to tonight's World on 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. Don't get too relaxed though, because I'm going to gradually crank up the pace and dissonance. There'll even be moments verging on the discordant. And my guest on the programme, Baloji, a veritable king of Congolese cool, is going to get you up and dancing for sure. So that first track was the latest collaboration from Business Class Refugees, the Israeli duo who go by the very Indian names of Karthik and Gautam. Their real names are Patrick Sebag and Yotham Agam. No stranger here is the album they've created with one of India's leading singers, Shubha Mudgal, and American spoken word artist Ursula Rucker. And thrown into the mix are the poems and lyrics of one of India's greatest mystic poets, Kabir. It's an album of meditative grooves and soothing electronica that you can let wash over you. This next song is called Yellow Noise, and though it may sound as if it's going to be a bit of a rude awakening, don't worry, as promised, I'm going to ease you into the programme. But who better to follow some Indian electro chillout than contemporary Brit folk group Spiro? The track's from their latest album, Kaleidophonica, that came out just last week. Thank you.
grains of sand. We are possessed and manned. The land owns the dead. The dead like seeds of hate. The plant that man creates. A dish on a plate. For gods that we invent. Time, don't wait. Ideals that we invent. Time and time again. Spitting, drinking pain. Different values pouring, flooding like rain. To wash a land that will never get wet. A helping hand that is full of sweat. A plan that men create. The sound of war sustained. International blend. International blend.
One of the more laid-back tracks from New York clubbers BBB, Balkan Beatbox, and their latest album, Give, out on Cram Disc next month. They're going to be in Manchester, Glasgow and London in May, and if you've not seen them live yet, then put them on your must-see list. But be prepared to jump and shout. Theirs is a high-octane gig. The band is, after all, led by ex-Gogol Bordello band member Ori Kaplan and Tamir Muscat from US indie rock band Firewater, that Tamir himself described as a wedding band gone wrong. So I guess from one sort of wedding band to another, staying, however, in New York. As some of you may know, I'm not a real fan of modern Bollywood music or Bhangra, so it was with some reluctance that I put this next album into the CD player, and I was pleasantly surprised. Red Barat are a New York-based wedding band with a twist. The twist in this case being a bit of jazz, some quirky arrangements and a sousaphone, not something you would see in a traditional Indian wedding band. Barat, by the way, means marriage procession. This is drum and bass from their album Chal Baby. Mm-hmm.
joker, made a deal with my landlord. Gonna make it home another day. Nobody knows when wind blows. Yeah, the city blues have really got me down. I'm gonna ride all the way. Yeah, the city blues have really got me down. Nobody knows when wind blows. Yeah, the city blues have really got me down. I'm gonna ride all the way. Yeah, the city blues have really got me down.
Nobody knows which way to go when the wind blows. I'll never know.
L'alba su Bahia, allegria di un falò, la bocca di Maria, un bacio mi regalò, notte che non aspetti, la fine di un desiderio, notte che non riposi, fondo di sacco nero, c'è un filo di pensieri e una luce di lampare, le punte di una stella nell'oceano a consumare, spicchio di madreperla, sazio di colore, nella casa delle alghe, senza mattina, senza rumore. Occhi da innamorata, un segreto conosce il mare, nelle mani del corallo, una lucciola da aspettare, una vela divide il vento ed il vento confonde il mare, sotto gli occhi del corallo, piccola luna da rubare. L'alba su Bahia, uno scherzo che non vale, la pelle di Maria, seta scura che sa di sale, dalle stelle della notte alle nuvole del giorno, nel cerchio di una collana resti sola che poi ritorno, una briciola di speranza, un cammino da ricordare, la madre del coraggio prega sul fondo e non risale. Specchio di cristallo, acqua turchina che fredda il cuore, nella casa delle alghe, senza respiro, senza sudore. Occhi da innamorata, un segreto conosce il mare, nelle mani del corallo, una lucciola da aspettare, una vela divide il vento ed il vento confonde il mare, sotto gli occhi del corallo, piccola luna da rubare. We'll be right back. scommessa, perdere la fortuna, la corrente che mi trasporta, la risacca che mi consuma. Un granello si riveste bianco d'umori e di magia, il mio anello sulla sabbia, un ricordo per Maria. Occhi da innamorata, un segreto conosce il mare, nelle mani del corallo, una lucciola da aspettare, una vela divide il vento ed il vento confonde il mare, sotto gli occhi del corallo, piccola luna da rubare. Occhi da innamorata, un segreto conosce il mare, nelle mani del corallo, una lucciola da aspettare, una vela divide il vento ed il vento confonde il mare, sotto gli occhi del corallo, piccola luna da rubare. Occhi da innamorata, un segreto conosce il mare, nelle mani del corallo, una lucciola da aspettare, una vela divide il vento ed il vento confonde il mare, sotto gli occhi del corallo, piccola luna da rubare.
Madre Perla, Mother of Pearl, the title track from the latest album from accordion player Riccardo Tesi and his Band Italiana, Tuscany with a hint of Brazil. Before that was Brooklyn-based Nation Beat, mixing a foot-tapping New Orleans jamboree with New York City, led by Brazilian singer Liliana Araujo. Their new album, Growing Stone, is due out on Barbes Records this month, and I played City Blues from it. The band are planning to be in the UK this summer, so I hope they'll have time to come into the studio and do a session for us. And that brings me neatly to my guest on tonight's programme. His look, his music, and the kind of show he puts on are achingly retro and fiercely modern. Here's Balogi and Orchestra della Catuba.
Connais de ma tribu, c'est arrumé. Chant blanc, cheveux crépus qui plane. Graine, peine, cherche. Oh, c'est la fin de sèche. Bouti, abouti. Au rêve inabouti. Comment?
Zongi d'Ako.
Nae.
Faina mama.
Nabio.
Zongi bouka.
Nae.
Mona tata.
Nabio.
Zongi d'Ako.
Nae.
Faina mama.
Nabio.
Zongi bouka.
Nae.
Mona tata.
Entre utopie fantasy. Mine comme crazy. Le papa choisi. Dans la frénésie, le futur se conjugue comme l'imparfait. Nos chefs sont coutumiers du fait. La fin justifie les moyens se voyaient dans Congo, un terrain de jeu, à l'état moyenâgeux. Thank you. l'action. Une part du moins dure à porter. Bonne logique veut dire sorcier. Lié aux forces occultes. Ton vite à l'âge adulte. Par les envoûtements, les enchantements, les châtiments. Sans mon dénouement. Même si j'ai peur pour ma vie. Partir incompris. J'accomplis. Même si compromis. Je ne viens les hologrammes. Mais la voix c'est le reflet de l'âme. Du bout des lèvres. La vie est brève. Pays d'emprunt. Là où je prends. Porte de ma fin. Rêve de fin. Hôtel et palais volume 1. Ne ressemble à aucun, j'en ai fini. Disco ovni, autobiophonie. Ça vient des tripes, la peau au crisp. Comment son cycle sans street, toutes ces griffes, elle s'agrippe. Même si j'ai menti, triché, volé. Mais ma défauté, je me sens seul, putain, il manque.
Well, great attitude and groove there in a song called Na Zongi. Is that right, Balaji? Na Zongi?
Right. Na Zongi. Yes, right.
What does it mean? And what language is it in?
This is in Lingala. Na Zongi Ndako. Going back home.
Your name is actually Balaji, is it? Or is it a stage name?
No, that's my real name.
That has a great meaning too, doesn't it?
It has a bad meaning. I think it sounds cool in Europe, but in Congo it doesn't sound cool at all. It means... witchcraft, the person was connected to the spirits, the good and the bad one.
Yeah.
But I think when the Christian came, it just became the one who's connected to the bad spirits.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about where you were born and where you brought up, because, I mean, you moved
from... I was born
from,
in Lubumbashi.
Yeah, in Congo.
Katanga in Congo.
Yeah. And then at a very, very young age...
At the age of 3.5...
You went to Belgium.
To Belgium, yeah.
And why? Why did you go there?
My father decided that it was the best thing for me to live in Europe with him and the rest of his family. I'm a son of a one-night stand, let's call it like this.
Your father's Congolese or he's
Belgian? Yeah, he's Congolese, yeah.
Yeah. Congolese. And so how come you had family already in Belgium?
My father was like, you know, he's one of those Congolese businessmen that came in Europe late 60s, early 70s. And so he bring his whole family here because it's socially something that people like to do to prove that they're outside of the country and they can give their kids a better structure, better education, and they can come back to the country after the study. So basically that's what my father said to my mother, but I never came back.
What was it like growing up there? Were you rebellious?
No, I think I was just, you know, it's always something strange with an African family. We don't communicate with kids. I was living with my stepmother, with all my stepbrothers, and we never talked about it. It's like I just get brought in the family. It was like an accident, and nobody really exchanged about this situation. So growing up, you're just frustrated that your stepmother and your father doesn't appreciate you as much as they do with the rest of the family. So at a certain point, you just put yourself outside of the family. And so I decided to move. I was 15, 14, something. And
is that when music came in on the scene for you?
Music was always there because my father was listening to a lot of music, a lot of Congolese music, a lot of Julio Iglesias kind of stuff. At a certain age, I started listening to French hip-hop. And I get connected to by some guys talking about the same life I had, and I really feel inspired by this.
What do you consider to be your mother tongue? What's the language that comes to your mind first?
French.
But you learnt, you know, Lingala. I was speaking Swahili.
Yeah.
From her.
In my family, they're still speaking Swahili, and when they're mad at me, they speak in Chiluba, which is really fast and really aggressive.
So, to a certain extent, your connection with Africa has always been there, right? Or did you feel that it was a connection that needed to be remade?
For me, it happened when on my first album, I had this sample on the song called Congo, which is a sample of Manu Dibango. And I started reading about him, and I read that he was in Congo in the late 50s, and he recorded that song, Independence Cha-Cha. Mm. He played on it, so I thought it was fantastic. Then I listened to that song, and I was like, I know it, because every summer when I was in Lubumbashi, we were playing that song all over the place, like for the independence, and it was something that stuck in my mind. And I started listening to this again and thinking that this is part of my heritage. And we all listen to this hip-hop scene, guys that sample their own heritage, from Curtis Mayfield to all this James Brown, but that's their own culture. So I was like, maybe this is something that I can connect to it. And I started listening to again some stuff, and everything sound really familiar. Because
in fact, this is the next piece you're going to play for us, isn't it? Independence Cha-Cha.
Independence Cha-Cha.
J'ai repris cette chanson fédératrice, symbole de la crédulité des prémices, entre indépendance et armistice. Et pour que nos démocraties progressent, pour qu'elles apprennent de leurs erreurs de jeunesse. I'm gonna try in English the last sentence. My country is an emerging continent, built up in less than 15 years. Hey.
Indépendance, cha-cha, tous ouvriers.
Indépendance.
Indépendance, cha-cha, le jour d'après.
Le jour d'après.
Okipwanza, cha-cha, Tubakini.
Tubakini.
Indépendance, cha-cha, tous ouvriers.
Si.
Indépendance, cha-cha, tous ouvriers.
Si, si.
Indépendance, cha-cha, le jour d'après. Okipwanza, cha-cha, Tubakini. Indépendance, cha-cha, tous ouvriers.
Moko.
Independence Cha-Cha, a song there written by the Congolese legend Joseph Kabasele Shamala, a.k.a. Le Grand Calais, and deconstructed by Baloji with a guitar solo from Dizzy Manjeko Lengo, another of the DRC's music treasures. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. Still to come on the programme tonight, Poland's Tom Jones and some golden oldies. And be ready for Baloji to come back in about 20 minutes. There'll be a megaphone, whistles and some wholesome agitation. Robert Ellis is a young American from Houston, Texas, whose music I guess you could describe as modern-day nostalgia. His songs are simple, with heart-on-your-sleeve lyrics, and at times he reminds me of the late American folk rock and pop singer Jim Croce of Bad Bad Leroy Brown and Time in a Bottle fame. This one's from Ellis's album Photographs, due out in March. and it's called Coming Home.
I grow tired of the folks in this town, and my back and shoulders ache from sleeping on the ground. Well, being in a car ain't the best thing, but it gets me where I'm going. Helps me just knowing that I'm on my way back home. And it's a 3-hour drive from where I am to where I want to be, and I got nothing but this stretch of road between my love and me. Drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, trying to stay away. If you happen to see my baby, tell her that I'm on my way. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. From the rolling hills of Austin to the place where I belong, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Well, being gone's just fine, honey, but I love coming home. Hypnotizing the longer that I'm moving along, but I wouldn't trade this feeling for anything in the world. I'm headed back to Houston, headed back to see my little girl. When 71 cuts over to Interstate 10, you know you're headed east and back on track to your home again. I got Lefty Willie Hank in towns to keep me company. I'm headed back to Houston, headed back to see baby. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. From those rolling hills of Austin to the place where I belong, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Well, being gone's just fine, honey, but I love coming home. I said being gone's just fine, honey, I love coming home.
Truth be told, truth be told, we were all there when the world was sold. We bought all the lies, split the gold. Truth be told, truth be told. Oh, I confess I was there. Day after day, and I saw it happen. Oh, I confess I was there. But I wasn't aware it was all a trap.
sercu skurtyk rzeka płynie. Dzięki niej się łos przestrzenio zici na dolinie. I jak holny myśli moje się zanoszą, łopiekę i wytrwałość łopatrzności prosą. A kiedy jezek są, to zazwyczaj przechudzą jedrysce i prośbę mą, by mogła ofiarować co jest. Niech wiarę w nos czyni więcej niż Bóg się spodziewa, a cenny czas mógł poświęcić tym, którym trzeba. Oddaję ci Boże, co twoje, a wszystko jest twoje. I choć niewiele rozumiem, to jedno jest. Zezi ci jest jak nagłe mrugnięcie powiek. Obecność światła przywraconą ci. Oddaję ci Boże, co twoje, a wszystko jest twoje. Choć niewiele rozumiem, to jedno wiem. Zezi ci jest jak nagle mrugnięcie powiek. Obecność światła przywraconą ci. Chmury są nade mną, nad chmurami mróz. Gdzie zapadnie ciemność, chmur nie widać już. Chociaż mróz przenika miejsce no i czas, a za chmurą gwiazda znika i swój traci blask. A kiedy jezek są, to zazwyczaj przechudzą mi drysce. Kiedy pomyślę, jak braknie chmur, dzięki którym jestem. Płynie w noc rzeka, którą czasem przybiera, ale to, co mam, to nadzieja, bez której nic nie ma. Oddaję ci Boże, co twoje, a wszystko jest twoje. I choć niewiele rozumiem, to jedno wiem. Zezi ci jest jak nagłe mrugnięcie powiek. Obecność światła przywraca oczy. Oddaję ci Boże, co twoje, a wszystko jest twoje. Już niewiele rozumiem, to jedno wiem. Zezi ci jest jak nagłe mrugnięcie powiek. Obecność światła przywracono ci. Oddaję ci Boże, co twoje, a wszystko jest twoje.
Dub tango and a bit of folk there from Jan Trabunia Tutka, Poland's answer to perhaps Tom Jones or even Angola's Bonga. What a sexy, soulful voice. That was the title track from his album Guri Frisetsu, Mountains in the Heart. Well worth a listen, and I'm going to play another song from it later on. Sandwiched between Tribunia Tutka and Robert Ellis was the singer and multi-instrumentalist Clara Sanabras with a song called Truth Be Told from her new album, The Emblem. Out last week on Smudge Discs, it's quite an eclectic mix of songs and styles, much like Clara herself, who has Sioux and Gypsy blood running through her veins, was born in France, brought up in Spain, and now lives in London. And with regard to Robert Ellis, if American country folk music is your thing, Robert still has a couple of gigs to come on his current tour, both of them in London, and they're happening next week on Monday the 5th and Tuesday the 6th. Check out the internet for details. The next two songs are some of that dissonance and discord I mentioned earlier. We kick off with Norwegian experimentalist Hanna Hukkelberg and Featherbrain from her album of the same name. It starts off quiet and builds up to what seems to involve hitting pots and pans. Hang in there. You may find it strangely enjoyable.
To fit into, to get rid of my wilderness, I'm washing myself all away. The slovenly and tidiness, my feather brain, every ramble in a pin, all thank you.
Diz que me 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 di slick, shilik, shilik, strambix, strambix. Tu não me bique, tu não me apronte, tu não me afronte. Eu quero mais que você se strumbix, strumbix, strumbix. Tropece, 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 que você merece. Diz que está muito aflita.
More pots and pans there, bringing to a close that song from Brazilian group Cerebro Electronico, featuring the voice of one of Sao Paulo's rising stars, Tulipa, who you may remember from this programme back in April of last year. That was Desquiche on Nova Tropicália, a six-track EP out on Mais Discos. And now back to my guest Balogi, not with pots and pans, but a whistle and a megaphone instead. Here he is.
Même si l'Occident a bon dos, ça ne vous rendra pas de Congo. Le pillage de minéraux de nos lingots, ça ne vous rendra pas de Congo. Et reproduire les schémas coloniaux, ça ne vous rendra pas de Congo. Non, non, non. J'ai reçu ta lettre, fin juin, enfin. Elle m'a laissé mal en point, mais néanmoins. J'ai cessé d'en lire chaque mot, chaque phrase, chaque nom, chaque détail, chaque photo, chaque visage. Est-ce un mirage, une illusion, un hologramme? Ou est-ce la raison qui a rendu l'âme? La terreur vue d'ici, comme la terre vue du ciel, paraît loin de nous, ça paraît irréel. Quand je pense à qui t'équine et les tiens, qu'ils chassent autres ethnies comme les prénoms chrétiens. Ton fils, un assassin, au regard de braise, à 13 ans, tout son assurance dans un M16. À 14 ans, en quarantaine, ils l'ont pris pour un sorcier car il s'est pensé au kérosène. En arrivant dans l'Est, il a tué par accident un de ses cousins en le prenant pour un partisan. Putain, l'horreur est humaine et non s'extermine. Il voulait être un sauveur, pas un soldat anonyme. Même si l'Occident a bon dos, le pillage de nos minéraux, de nos lingots, ça ne vous rendra pas de Congo. reproduire les schémas coloniaux.
Ça ne vous rendra pas dingo.
Non.
Ça ne vous rendra pas dingo.
Non.
Ça ne vous rendra pas dingo.
Les enfants de la libération du pauvre indien voient l'Europe comme le Far West, enfin et pour rien. En attendant leur chèque de la Western Union, rêve de dévaliser une délégation. Des pays en transition, la guerre une escale pour cet idéal. Pas ce plan Marshall, le règne du maréchal, la laisser bancale. Et disent que l'UNESCO n'est que des pays cartes postales. Au lieu de s'affairer aux affaires courantes, car un tiers du pays est sans. Les guerres ethniques renforcent le statu quo. Le Congo est un terrain de stratégo. Pour ces pays voisins devenus rivaux, dans le pillage de ces minéraux de ce lingot. Le pays est sous contrôle. Et c'est pire qu'au temps de Léopold, entre la loi de la jungle et celle des protocoles. La révolution a besoin de bénévoles. Et tant que l'opinion publique abdique, le Congolais reste le nègre de l'Afrique. Même si l'Occident a bon dos,
ça ne vous rendra pas dingo.
Le pillage de nos minéraux, de nos lingots,
ça ne vous rendra pas dingo.
Et reproduire les schémas coloniaux,
ça ne vous rendra pas dingo.
Non,
non, ça ne vous rendra pas, ça ne vous rendra pas dingo.
Tous Congolais à part entière, tous apparentés, laissons nos différents à part, on a un pays à remonter. Pendant que le virus se donne comme des prospectus, les nouveaux missionnaires font leur Emmaüs. Des petites, moyennes entreprises qui ne connaissent pas la crise. Crédulité les gens en guise de budget. Ils investissent sous s'arrêtent les ONG. Et j'admire ton courage. Sans cela débrouille, ton cœur est trempé dans le zinc. Ils résistent à la rouille. Mais c'est ce qu'on leur séance d'exorcisme. Ils n'ont pas de cure contre le paludisme. Je suis un géant, j'ai des pygmées. Depuis que ma carte verte est périmée, le nord plus déprimé. La dépigmentation de la peau laisse des séquelles. Et le choc est culturel. Le développement est à l'arrêt comme la jicamine. Complexé par nos taux de mélanine. L'intégration passera par l'argent. Mais la détermination est ce facteur déterminant. C'est même si l'Occident a bon dos,
ça ne vous rendra pas dingo.
Le pillage de nos minéraux, de nos lingots,
ça ne vous rendra pas dingo.
Et reproduire les schémas coloniaux,
ça ne vous rendra pas dingo.
Non,
ça ne vous rendra pas, ça ne vous rendra pas dingo.
Avant de filer à la Congolaise, je voulais revenir à la genèse. Papa Lizzie, give them the blues of the jungle. Matricule 16. Donc c'est
Show me Sasa, Soka, Soka.
Wow, I feel as though I'm actually right there on the streets of Kinshasa or Lubumbashi with that song Congo. Two really fabulous changes of pace in there. You start off this song with this kind of rock, full-on rock thing,
yeah.
And then it kicks into a sort of sukus rumba vibe, isn't it?
Into a sebene vibe, yeah. Yeah. I wanted to make this song as a progression, like... On the record, there is like first part, which like almost the sadness of the situation, or people can be desperate about it. The middle versions, which is the intro for this version that we just played, it's more like the daily fight keep going. And then this party vibe coming at the end saying like, music is the way for people to escape over there.
There's a lot of social commentary in your music. I mean, in that song, Congo, if I, you know, picked up on some of my French, you're talking about color, you're talking about integration, you're talking about also, sharing money, you know, sharing out the wealth,
responsibilities. And because it's an easy thing to say, the Chinese took a piece, European took a piece, American and Indian took a piece of Congo. We also have our issues, and I'm really sad with what happened with the election, because we had a lot of hopes and we had great example around us. I just think about Ivory Coast, what happened last year. I even think what happened in Tunisia, which is like a huge achievement. And still that, I think people just act too selfish.
Tell me something about this band that you got here, the Orchestra de la Katuba.
L'Orchestre de la Catuba. It's a fantastic band. What can I say about them?
Do all of they're you guys live in Belgium?
Everybody live in Belgium.
They're all Congolese.
No, actually, there was just one Congolese, which is the guitar player, Dizzy Monjeku. It's for me a privilege to play with somebody.
It's his beautiful voice that we've been hearing too on some of these songs. Yeah,
he's amazing, and he's an amazing guitar player. You play with all this legend from the Congolese history. Mm. So for me, every day it's just an honor to have him on stage with me. Then we have two guys from Cameroon, Didier Likenga Petit on the bass, and Philippe Coca on the keyboards, and the drummer is from Burkina Faso.
This last song, actually, it's a pretty good one to end on, Caribou. Tell me a little bit about this and the words that you're shouting out in there.
Caribou Yabintu is talking about different things. It's talking about welcome into the limbo, this space between life and death. And it's also a big dedication to one of my heroes of Congolese music, Tabule Rochoro, which is Mr. Dizzy Monjeku play with. And at the end, I'm just saying, here come the sorcerer. Don't be scared, he's just like you. They just try to show him like a devil, but he's like you. He's good and sometimes he's bad, and we're all wearing a mask like he does.
Balaji, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Différents malgré les vices de forme apparent, toucher du bois. n'accepte pas l'échec. Hey. Familier, singulier, de mon hôtel particulier. Côté cour donne sur une vie imprenable. Côté jardin sur des secrets inavouables. Ça sent l'huile de palme et la poudre. Les démons du passé veulent en découdre. J'ai l'empathie et la patience. J'apprends à pardonner et à prendre distance. Mais c'est leur mépris que j'exècre. Soit je fais le jeu, soit je fais le break. Mais la maison. Mais la maison. Mais la maison. Mais la maison. Mais la maison n'accepte pas l'échec. Hey!
Yeah.
Karibuya Bintu, ending in rousing style there. Baloji and Orchestra de la Katuba. Dizzy Lengo on guitar, Petis Likeng on bass, Philippe Ekoka Njongwe on keyboard, and Saidu Ilbudu on drums. Time for a bit of a break from the new, I think. Let's take a trip back in time and the unmistakable sound of Nino Baliardo of the famous Gypsy Kings.
Meu caro amigo, me perdoe, por favor, se eu não lhe faço uma visita. Mas como agora apareceu um portador, mando notícias nessa fita. Aqui na terra estão jogando futebol, tem muito samba, muito choro e rock and roll. Uns dias chove, noutros dias bate sol, mas o que eu quero é lhe dizer que a coisa aqui tá preta. Muita montreta pra levar a situação, que a gente vai levando de teimoso, de pirraça, que a gente vai tomando, e também sem a cachaça ninguém segura esse rojão. Meu caro amigo, eu não pretendo provocar, nem atiçar suas saudades. Mas acontece que não posso me furtar a lhe contar as novidades. Aqui na terra estão jogando futebol, tem muito samba, muito choro e rock and roll. Uns dias chove, noutros dias bate sol. Mas o que eu quero é lhe dizer que a coisa aqui tá preta. É pirueta pra cavar o ganha-pão, que a gente vai cavando só de birra, só de sarro, que a gente vai fumando, que também sem um cigarro ninguém segura esse rojão. Meu caro amigo, eu quis até telefonar, mas a tarifa não tem graça. Eu ando aflito pra fazer você ficar a par de tudo que se passa. Aqui na terra estão jogando futebol, tem muito samba, muito choro e rock and roll. Uns dias chove, noutros dias bate sol. Mas o que eu quero é lhe dizer que a coisa aqui tá preta. Muita careta pra engolir a transação, e a gente tá engolindo cada sapo no caminho. E a gente vai se amando, que também sem um carinho ninguém segura esse rojão. Meu caro amigo, eu bem queria lhe escrever, mas o correio andou a risco. Se me permitem, vou tentar lhe remeter notícias frescas nesse disco. Aqui na terra estão jogando futebol, tem muito samba, muito choro e rock and roll. Uns dias chove, outros dias bate sol. Mas o que eu quero é dizer que a coisa aqui tá preta. A Marieta manda um beijo para os seus, um beijo na família, na Sicília e nas crianças. O Francis aproveita para também mandar lembranças a todo o pessoal. Adeus. We'll be right back.
Trio of golden oldies, Nino Baleado of Gypsy Kings with Jobi Joba, taken from his new album Picasso. Then Brazil's Chico Buarque and Meu Caro Amigo, my dear friend, from Chico, the definitive collection 1970-84, out on RAS Records on the 12th of March. And finally, one of Africa's supergroups, Étoile de Dakar, from a two CD box set called Once Upon a Time in Senegal, The Birth of Mbalax. Stearns brought it out a couple of years ago, and the song I played, Dunia, featured the fabulous voice of El Hadji Faye. Track listings and details are all available on our website at www.bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3, where you can also see some pictures of my session guests, Balogi and Orchestra de la Katuba. We've got one more song from Balogi that's going to play us out of the programme tonight, but we're not quite there yet. There's still time for a couple of tracks. This is another song from the album by Jan Trabunia Tutka that I played earlier, sung by family member Anna Trabunia Wirotstek. It's called Nia Sakai, with Overtones of the Lion Sleeps Tonight. It's a song to gently drift away to.
Hey, marzenia życiu dodają siły. Witają dzień wtory w słodzi. Niewozne cy byłeś, cyześ jest nimi. Kłozdy następny jest nowym. Łotwi rozłocy i kołu sobie. Doszczy go z różne przedmioty. Niewtóre z nich są wozne bez tubie, a inne ratuje twój dotyk. Nie cekoj na chwilę, ze zdarzy się sama, cy myśl tą, co ją ozdobi. Zaufaj słowu, a słowu sprawi, ze się na nowo narodzis. Niech będzie z tobą siła, co zmieni wartość twojego spojrzenia. I krętą drogą pójdzie posłuchać mistory. Świat cię prowadzi, cecho byś troskę go zmienił. Pożryj na ludzi, wtórzy wraz z tobą, sercem będą się dzielić. Nie cekoj na chwilę, ze zdarzy się sama, cy myśl tą, co ją ozdobi. Zaufaj słowu, a słowo sprawi, ze się na nowo narodzis. Niech będzie z tobą siła, co zmieni wartość twojego spojrzenia. I krętą drogą pójdzie posłuchać mistory Gesenii. Słowo sprawi, ze się na nowo narodzis. Niech będzie z tobą siła, co zmieni wartość twojego spojrzenia. I krętą drogą pójdzie posłuchać mistory Gesenima. Thank you.
Choroboy Samba, a song where marriage is not about money or looks. It is purely about love. It's a real family affair with Sura Suso. Apart from coming from a revered Gambian griot family, he used to play with his brother, Sekou Keita, here in the UK. And now, even though he's gone solo, his family are still part of his music. On that song, he was joined by his sister, Binta Suso. Well, that's it for World on 3 tonight with me, Lapa Kotari. Thanks for joining me. Next week, I'll be here with Emel Matlaouti, a young Tunisian singer who has found a wider audience as the result of the Arab Spring. She has a lovely voice that some have likened to Joan Baez. I hope you can join me at the same time next Friday. I leave you with Balogi and Orchestra de la Katouba, who are going to play us out with a song called La Mer. Good night.
The next song is dedicated to Mama Samba Bondou Hortense. It's dedicated to all the mama. It's a special song because on the first album I wrote this to my mama. Then I reconnect with her after 25 years and she asked me what happened during all these years, so I decided to answer by a song. But the more I was writing about this album, the more I realized that somebody was there for me. She's not maybe my biological mama, but she was there for us. She was there for me. Mais la peur me traverse à l'idée d'y aller.
Anakomi, namo panzi mususu ya mama.
Loin de mes certitudes, loin de la terre ferme.
Anakomi, namo panzi mususu ya mama.
Mais la peur me traverse à l'idée d'y aller.
Anakomi, namo panzi mususu ya mama.
J'ai perdu pied en touchant le fond du problème.
Anakomi.
Avant de prendre le large, je voulais saluer ton courage, te rendre hommage. Oui, gamin à charge, ça de quoi plomber. Comme condamné au congé de maternité, t'as repris tes études là où je les ai abandonnées. Preuve qu'à 30 ans, la vie peut recommencer. Que tu n'es pas que la remplaçante de ta sœur, car comme elle, tu es unique, comme elle, tu es exemplaire. Mais il compare les femmes à des demeures, toi t'es une résidence secondaire. Ma mère, une garçonnière, derrière le mot coutume, tout se justifie. Il a pris ton innocence avec ton nom de jeune fille. Mais ton dévouement s'appelle le don de soi. Donc sans remettre, ici on pose sa foi. Ce Seigneur que tu implores, en fait il est en toi, le seul qui entend tes prières. Mais la peur me traverse à l'idée d'y aller. Loin de mes certitudes, loin de la terre ferme. Mais la peur me traverse à l'idée d'y aller. J'ai perdu pied en touchant le fond du problème. Qu'elle se confond avec le bleu du ciel. J'imagine la mer imprévisible, sous forte dépression comme le ciel. Moi le fils au père déboussolé, sans aucun repère sur la terre mère. Je connais des tas d'autres cas isolés qu'on voulut donner cher à leur chimère. Mais la peur me traverse à l'idée d'y aller. Loin de mes certitudes, loin de la terre ferme. Mais la peur me traverse à l'idée d'y aller. J'ai perdu pied en touchant le fond du problème. De partir me manque, alors j'ai jeté l'encre. Comme si j'avais quelque chose à me convaincre. Depuis que cette lettre a fait apparition, renforcer mes sentiments pour ma mère d'adoption. Moi le gosse qui volait dans son sac à main, falsifie sa signature dans ses bulletins. A menti pour un rien. Passons ce volatile, elle m'a donné des valeurs indélébiles. Qu'en tant que noir, on doit bosser trois fois plus. Que notre avenir est dans la Bible, dans les syllabus. Qu'on sera jamais égaux,
Même à compétence égale, c'est la liberté à un prix, celui du Minerval. Vu d'ici, l'Europe est un port de plaisance. Où les ports, je les pense, ce corps à la place de la panse. Et c'est franchement caricatural, comme les conseils des assistants sociaux sur les familles monoparentales. Celui qui reste tient les deux rôles primordiaux comme dos à dos.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night with me, Susan Sharp. I'm starting today with another concert from the 2011 Chopin Festival at Dużniki Zdrój in Poland. The pianist featured this morning is Francesco Piemontesi from Lugano, now in his late 20s and a recent BBC New Generation artist. He has a wide-ranging programme, paying homage to Chopin and including sonatas by Beethoven, Schubert and first Janáček. Janáček wrote this sonata in response to the shooting of a young worker in a demonstration in support of a university in the city of Brno. Janáček simply let the date of the event say it all. The sonata's called the 1st of October, 1905.